Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Curry Chicks Rock with Whitney Henry as your host every Friday at 9 p.m. right here on Never Had It So Good Entertainment Network.
I ain't never been a skinny girl. I got curves you can see clear across the world. But I'm a real strong sister with a big old dream. You should never judge a book by its cover, you see.
That's all embrace of my identity.
There ain't a damn thing false when it comes to me. Took a long time, now I'm feeling fancy free. Listen, let me tell you how I came to be. That I could never be like the girls on the screen. Straight hair, long legs, I felt so ashamed. Knew my hips would never match what the TV portrayed.
Flashback to when I was about 14.
I had fake long nails and a big old weave. I tried every diet trying to be size 10. Used to get so dizzy that my hands would spin. Cut off my hair, trimmed down my nails real low, hoping that my beauty would show. But today I can say that it feels so good to be me. I can say my curves are beautiful, they make me shine, they make me fine, and now I know that I'm just right.
Welcome to Curry Chicks Rock with Princess Cooper. I am interviewing tonight Bianca and Whitney, who will be the new co-host of this wonderful show, and I can't wait to get them in so you all can have a chance to know what I know, and that these are two dynamic women with dynamic stories with a platform now to elevate others. So let me get Bianca in here and also Whitney and introduce them to the world. Ladies, welcome to the show.
Hey.
Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you all for doing this. And I love this whole platform. So Bianca and Whitney, I want you both to try to tell me, how did we get here? I've Googled both of you all. I've looked at your social media. I am so impressed and enamored with what you all are doing and who you all are as women and the balance that you show. So Whitney, I'll start with you. Just tell me a little bit about yourself and how we got to this point. And Bianca, the same thing, okay?
Okay. Well, hello, world. I am so excited to bring Curvy Chicks Rock Radio with Miss Bianca. How I got to this point, I am a plus-size woman who was sick and tired of the stereotypes, the negative stereotypes that we get from society. At this point, I am ready to defy all odds with this show. It's going to be great. The balance is wonderful. Bianca, again, another plus-size, beautiful woman with a voice. We want to get on here and tell everyone that we are confident, we are curvy, we are educated, and we will be heard. And the women that are just like us can be heard, too, through this show.
Yes, awesome. And that's what I wanted to hear, too, is that their voice will be heard through you all and through this platform, and it will be inspire. Bianca, go ahead and give me a little bit about you and how we got to this point.
Well, it just took a very large ounce of confidence for me to get here. Just like Whitney said, I was, you know, the girl that, you know, didn't believe in herself a little bit when I was younger just because of my size. So once I got over that, although you can't stop me now, it's over. You know, I can conquer the world because I know that I'm secure with myself. So that's how we got here today.
Yeah, and I hear that. I do too, Whitney. I love it too. You can hear it in her voice. And Bianca, what a great presentation. You know, Whitney sent me a couple of pictures of you, and I got to kind of check out your blog, and I hear the confidence. How can we take this then and let other women know that it's okay to live on the plus side of life? I know this is probably a little off script, but now I'm all fired up. So, you know, Bianca, I'll start with you first. How can we now encourage others that it's okay to be who we are and be the best at it?
I mean, I go by the motto that you need to first love yourself, which is the acronym FLY. And I believe that I am FLY. So I believe that every woman is FLY. You know, just love yourself. Bring yourself to a point where you are one with yourself and you're okay with who you are and who you can be and what you can do. And I believe that we can really encourage people to do that. And that's really, you know, what being a woman is about. You know, just stand strong in you.
Exactly. You couldn't have said it better. The same thing, Whitney, you know, how can we encourage others to exist in themselves and be inspired in who we are? You know, we as women have our own aura about us anyway. We just got to go ahead and present it. But give me your thoughts on that before we move into, I want to talk about your families just a little bit, but answer that for me, Whitney.
Okay. To me personally, you said it. You hit the nail on the head when you said that we have our own, we bring about our own energy. A woman has the grace to walk in a room instead of atmosphere. We have the grace as a woman alone, not plus size women, just women in general, to walk in a room, and however the atmosphere in the room is, it's according to what we bring. Like, I set the atmosphere for my family, for my husband, for my children. I set that atmosphere. Mama is not happy. If mom's having some issues, then everything is off balance because we bring the balance to the family. You know, we bring balance to our workplace, to our peers. You know, we bring that, and confidence only makes it better. And confidence, truthfully, it gives people permission to be confident within themselves. So I am super excited about this platform.
Awesome, awesome. Sorry about that. I had my mic turned off there, but Bianca and Whitney, we were talking earlier about, you know, stereotypes, but now I kind of want to go into our families and the support that they give each of us. And Whitney, let's start with you. How has your family supported you through Curvy Chicks Rock, and what has your husband done in order to elevate and support and give you the opportunity to let your wings spread and fly and do whatever? Talk about your family and your husband.
Oh, my husband. My husband has been an intricate part in my life. He's been such a force because he met me when I was 16 years old. We met at a handshake on a blind date, and we've been best friends ever since then. But the support that he has and the love that he has for me, it is ultimately the love of God. I love him so much, and it's never everything that he does, it's in full support of me. He's like, I believe in you. I believe in this vision. I believe in what you say, what you do, and how you say it. And if you say, let's go left, even if we can't see the bump in the road, because instinctively I feel it, he supports it. So he fulfills me. He's the better half of me. Even when I can't see it myself, just knowing that he's there and saying, baby, keep going. You came too far to stop now. It means the world to me.
Yeah,
it means the world
you know.
So what I
that support helps us all.
Important. Yeah.
You know, That support, I mean, it does mean the world. I love that you say that. I feel the same thing with Reverend Robinson. Bianca, the same thing, your family. You know, I heard coming up, too, you got a cute face. If you just lose some weight, you know, you'll be fly, you know. But I think I gained my confidence, parents, and then my husband, and then, you know, through college and all of those little steps in the road to, well, finally now I don't need that encouragement, but in the same tone, it means the world to have it, because you can be so much more with it. Bianca, talk about your family, and I don't know if you're married, so I don't want to say that, you know, but talk about your support system.
Oh, no, girl, I'm single, and I'm ready to mingle, okay? But
listen to her, Whitney. Listen to her.
I love it.
But through my family, let's talk about my family. But yes, my family is so encouraging. They are really encouraging. I mean, when I was younger, I did get the "you gonna eat another plate," you still want more food, like, you know. Just, you know, people being who they are, you know.
Yeah.
But that was always okay with me. I never took offense really to it. But my mom and my parents and my dad, they're definitely inspiration to me. They definitely always hold me down and let me know that everything is okay. Do whatever you want to do. Like, if I come to my mom, like, "Mom, tomorrow I think I should just, like, run for presidency." And she's going to be like, "Let go." Like, everything I bring to my mother, she's just like, "Oh, really? Okay, well, I'm down. Let's go." Like, and I think that's where I get my personality from, like, the fact that I'm just, like, a go-getter and just, yeah, let's do it, you know, because my mom is always down. Like, she's legit, you know, "Hey, mm-hmm. Ma, we gonna ride out." And she's just like, "All right, you know, I'll get the gas and we can ride," you know.
Exactly.
So
tell me how I can help.
Right, I've always got that support, and even from family and friends, my friends are always down with me, and I love them for that. So I definitely have my support system, which, you know, that is something that you really do need. So I'm, you know, grateful, thankful for it.
Exactly. Well, ladies, we're going to take a small break right here. When we come back, I want to talk about several things, what you're doing in the future with Curry Chick Rocks and what you're doing separately with your own entities. I want to know that, and I want to talk about, you know, fashion and how important is that in your confidence. A couple of things there before we end the show. We got about 15 more minutes, so let's take a break, pay some bills, and we'll be back. This is Curry Chick Rock with Bianca and Whitney, and they will launch next Friday at 9 p.m. So this is just like the pre-launch here, and we're getting to know these ladies here live. Thank you so much to Been There, Done That. They came on at 7 o'clock out of Atlanta, Georgia. Also, Teen Talk Radio, which was live at 8 o'clock out of Columbia, South Carolina. And now we are here with Curvy Chicks Rock, and at 10 p.m., we'll be back from D.C., Washington, D.C., with Friday Fix and Glenn Lamar. So a full night on Fridays, and this is what you can get used to on Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network and Never Had It So Good Entertainment Network. We'll be right back. Hold on.
Hi, I'm Curtis Stone, and this is Bilo's Cooking with Curtis for under $10. This month, I've chosen tomatoes from Bilo's fantastic fresh produce. So come on, click here, and let's eat well for less.
She's just a girl and she's on fire, hotter than a fantasy, lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire, filled with catastrophe, but she knows she can fly away. Down.
All right, we are back, Curvy Chicks Rock, and we are here. I am Princess Super right here on Never Had It So Good Entertainment Network, and I have with me Whitney and Bianca, and we're talking about Curvy Chicks Rock and what is this platform going to do and how did they get to this point. So I'm getting to know the ladies, and I'm making sure that our listeners out there getting to know the ladies. Make sure you are with us tomorrow at 9 a.m. on Never Had It So Good Sports Media Network. We have Paved Your Way to Success, which will be live at 9 a.m. out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, with Rudy Govan and Michelle Govan. At 10 a.m., we will have Chef Shack Live out of Tallahassee, Florida. It will be a replay from a couple of weeks ago. And then at 11 o'clock, we will have Small Business Connections with Whitney. I'm sorry, with I forgot her name, and that's just terrible to do. Virginia Lynn, apologies for that. Virginia Lynn is live with us at 11 a.m. Small Business Connections out of Gainesville, Florida. And then we'll take a break, and we'll come back Saturday night with End Times Like These at 6 o'clock. At 7 o'clock, Spiritually Reincarnated with Gilbert Sines out of Orlando, Florida. And we'll stay in Orlando for Thoughts, Love, and Reflections with James Deshaies. Now let's get the ladies back in here. And I want to talk about their passion for fashion and how they remain fly. And I always see pictures of Whitney and what she's doing. So I'll start with you, Whitney. How is your, you know, how did you get to this point where you say, okay, I have a command of my presentation and fashion and your passion for it?
Listen, when I began to holistically love me, everything about me had to change. My wardrobe, my hair, I had to feel it. I wanted everybody to see what I felt. And it started from the inside out. Literally, people would stop me and say, "You are so beautiful." And like Bianca said, on the worst days where you feel like, you know, I'm not in the mood, you throw on some sweats, a hat, or whatever the case may be, they say, "You are so beautiful." Never, ever coming in contact with me or knowing what type of person I am, they just see it. So I felt like as long as they felt it, let me give them what I feel as well. So fashion is very important. I love it.
Yeah, I can tell it. You exude it, and that's very important. And Bianca, I'm going to assume the same thing, be presumptuous here, that you have that same passion and you wear it well. So tell me about what fashion means to you in your presentation and how you wear it every day.
OMG, like, I love fashion. Like, it's literally a problem. Probably I have a shopping addiction, and it's so real. But fashion means everything to me. That's why I started, like, I have a blog, agirlwithstyle.com, and it just, I mean, looking cute is just so important to me. I just love when you walk out the house and you just know that, you know, today I did it. Like, hair is laid, face is beat, like, you made it, you did it today. You know, it's just an energy about that makes me feel so good inside. And I do believe that, I mean, when I did, you know, start looking into myself and really believing in myself and really loving myself, that's when things did change. Like, a lot of people who know me know that I was a tomboy. I literally wore Jordans. I didn't wear flip-flops until I got to college. That tells you. So,
wow.
I mean, flip-flops now, just, you know, sandals. So, and now I'm walking around in heels and people are like, "Where are you going?" And I'm like, "To the store." So yeah, definitely loving yourself was a big part of that.
And ladies and listeners out here, I think this show is going to be about a lot of giggles and smiles because these two are very genuine in their presentation. I love it. And they are bringing just down home stuff in a real way. And fashion is, you know, ladies, what about when you're in your closet and you didn't buy it to go together, but you're like, that matches. Okay, I can do that with this. What about that, Whitney? Do you do that sometimes?
All the time. Oh, my God. It can be something from 5 years ago. It 5 years, 2 years, and one day will turn into a outfit that slays. I love it. Yes, pieces matter. All pieces matter. Just like black lives. All black lives matter. Pieces matter.
Listen to her. Listen to her, Bianca. For sure. I love that, too. I love that, too. So let's end this with talking about your goals for the show and then your own individually, personally, what are some goals coming up? What are you doing? Well, let's talk about for the show, Bianca. What are you looking to get out of this, you know, down the road a couple of months from now? And the same thing, Whitney, goals for the show. And then also answer in the same token, what are you guys doing personally for yourself 2 years down the road? Where do you want to be? I'll start with you, Bianca, and then Whitney, I'll let you bring it on home, okay?
No problem. All righty. Well, for this talk show, I really do want to just inspire the everyday woman, like, and that curvy girls are it. Like, curvy girls are in now. And if you're not on this train, girl, you're going to get left. So yes. I just want to let people know, like, jump on now because we're not coming back now. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and I want to let people just be inspired. If we could inspire one person to just be like, you know what, Bianca and Whitney, y'all made me really look at myself and I explore myself and now I am confident and I love myself. I would be, just one person would make me happy. So that is just ultimately my goal in this situation because I love, you know, just inspiring people, giving people motivation, and I think that's needed. In 2 years, well, right now I am in the process of working on a master's. I'm also doing blogging. I blog on agirlwithstyle.com, and that's like my little child. It's my baby. So that I'm really looking forward to develop that. It's only been up for 3 months. We're getting a lot of, you know, a lot of traffic on that website. So I'm really excited about that. So I just want to keep pushing that, keep going with Curvy Chicks That Rock, work with Curvy Chicks That Rock, and, you know, push this until we can't go anymore. You know, the sky is not the limit because we can keep going. So I just feel like, you know, get as awesome as we can. That is my goal.
Wow. I can identify with you, Bianca. I am an avid blogger, mostly sports, but I probably have about 8 blogs going on. One about my life at Spelman. I have a professional blog where I get paid for sportsblog.com. And then I blogged about my journey through weight loss, and now here I am again going, you know, just now trying to eat healthy. I have several blogs out there, but I am an avid blogger, so anytime you want a little bit of tips or anytime you want me to promote your blog from my blog, you got it. I think that's what we're supposed to do, so just let me know. So the same thing, Whitney, tell me about, you know, the goals for the show, and I love what Bianca said, you know, interacting with curvy chicks that rock. I like that. So, and then tell me about personally, what are you doing?
Most definitely. My goals for the show is everything that Bianca said. I mean, it's everything. Well, look, listen, this show, I want to reach the masses of people. I can't be everywhere at one time. We can't be everywhere at one time, but I think we could definitely join together here and make an impact. A lot of, I think through just everyday topics, discussions, social issues, just addressing a lot of this stuff will impact the world. So I definitely want to use this platform to do that. Personally, I'm launching Curvy Chicks Rock. We're going to have a show in July.
Okay.
We're going to have a fancy show in July. So... this will be the first one, and you're definitely invited to it. I want you to come down.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes, ma'am.
You are invited to it. This show is going to be amazing. Again, it's what she said. It's a baby. It's my baby. Mm-hmm. I definitely want to bring Curvy Chicks to the table, show Curvy Chicks That Rock, a nice upscale adult event that's memorable.
Mm-hmm.
that is all memorable. Right. And where okay. I want to be in the next five uh-huh. to 10 years, I want to be a household name. I want Curvy Chicks Rock and Just Whitney to be a household name.
Awesome. Those are lofty goals that are very attainable by the both of you, and I love your passion and your confidence, and that's what this is about. And this is a precursor to next week. They will be live at 9 o'clock. Actually, I think we're going to record and present it live at 9 o'clock next Friday, and then we'll be back the next Friday and the next Friday after that, and I am looking for great things from the both of you on Never Had It So Good Entertainment. So, ladies, thank you so much, and we will see you
thank
next
you.
Week. And I really appreciate what you all bring to the table. So I appreciate it. I look forward to all the great things from Whitney and Bianca and Curvy Chicks That Rock. I love that saying, and Bianca, I'm going to take that one with me, okay?
You can have it, Gabe. We can share it. We can share it.
Yes.
All right. Well,
thank
congratulations.
You so much,
you are welcome.
Thank
you are welcome. You're welcome, Bianca and Whitney. And we'll see you all later. This is Never Had It So Good Entertainment Network. We are back tomorrow on Sports Media Network again. And we will kick off at 9 a.m. with Pave Your Way to Success with Rudy and Michelle Govan. We'll see you then.